This file is intended for adults 18 or older, so if you are a minor, please stop the recording and go elsewhere. Hello there, welcome back. You are listening to the third file in the diaper training program. If you are here with me, then you must want to be hypnotized. That means that you are ready to spend some time in trance, listen to my words, and accept your training as you continue your journey to becoming the perfect baby. I cannot guarantee that you will go into trance as you listen to this file, but even if you don't immediately go into trance, it's okay to pretend. Sometimes as you are pretending to go into trance, your subconscious will follow suit, and before you know it, you may find you have already entered a state of trance without even realizing it. The fact that you have chosen to listen to this file means that you, or someone you know, wants you to accept baby treatment. Once you have finished with this part of the program, you will find it very easy to accept your baby treatment, but you may have to listen repeatedly for long-term effects to take hold. If you are a caretaker, make sure your little one listens to this file daily, and it's a good idea to keep a record of their progress as you note how much more compliant they become as they continue listening to this file. To ensure your little one is ready to listen to my words and accept baby treatment as a fact of life, please be sure they are in a safe place where they can relax and listen to my words uninterrupted. A reclining position is best, where they cannot roll or fall over. Restraints are optional. To make this file completely effective, be sure to put your little one in a diaper whenever they listen to this file. Once they are situated, turn off any cell phones, lights, or anything else that may distract them as they listen to my words. If you need time to prepare your little one to listen to my words uninterrupted, please pause the tape and do so now. I'll be here when they are ready. Okay, little one. Are you ready to be hypnotized? Good. Being ready to listen is the first and most important part of being hypnotized. All you have to do after that is listen and accept the inevitable changes to your mind and body as you continue your journey to accepting baby treatment. I'm just here to help guide you along the way. And you really don't have to do much at all right now. For now, all you have to do is settle down, lie back, and listen to my words. Close your eyes now and prepare to imagine, thinking about how we all sometimes need a little help from time to time. Thinking about how nice it is to get help from someone when you can't do something yourself. I'm sure you've had this experience before, and you can probably imagine a positive experience in your life when this happened. Imagine how that felt. I'll bet you're glad that someone was able to help you do what you wanted to do. We have many moments in our lives when people help us, especially when we're little. Moments that make us smile, and we can remember those moments and appreciate them. But sometimes we only appreciate those moments later, when we've had some time to think and understand just how much people have helped us when we needed it. Let's try an exercise. Imagine yourself standing in your kitchen now, with no one there. It can be any time of the day, a time when you would normally be in the kitchen, because it is time to eat. And you can check the time and see that it is time to eat. You might notice your stomach growling a little bit, or you might just feel hungry. And you can start to think about what you want to eat. Maybe there's something in the fridge or the cabinet or the pantry. Or maybe you want to pick up your phone from the counter and order something to eat. And as you settle on a good option for your meal, you can feel yourself anticipating just how that meal will taste, just how good it will be to fill that empty stomach of yours. You know that soon you are going to move in the direction you need to move in order to make that happen. You take a step, but as you take that step, you notice that you feel a little bit sleepy. You blink your eyes, and then you look around, and you notice the room around you has gotten a little bit bigger. The counters are closer to chest level now, the handles are all higher up, other things are bigger as well. You take another step, and you feel even sleepier, and close your eyes for just a moment. And when you open your eyes and look around once more, you now see that everything is even bigger than it was before. The counters are now level with your head, and you have to get up on your tiptoes to see what is on them. But you are too hungry to stop and think about that now, so you continue anyway and take one more step. And this time you feel very, very sleepy. It's almost as if your feet are sinking down into a soft bed as you close your eyes and let yourself sink into a bit of a trance until you remember that you're hungry and that it's time to get something to eat. But when you open your eyes and look around again, you notice that all the counters and all the door handles are just out of reach. And you find that even though you are very, very hungry, you can't open any doors or cabinets. You don't seem strong enough to open the fridge. And you can't reach your phone way up there on the counter. This isn't good at all. How will you ever get fed? And then someone comes into the kitchen. It's your caretaker. You may know them as Mommy or Daddy, or by some other name. You may know this person from your regular life, or you might imagine someone totally new. Whoever you imagine is the person that you see before you, and you know that they are there to help you get fed. And as they come in, they smile at you, and you smile back. They ask how their little one is doing, and you can look down at yourself and realize that the kitchen wasn't growing. You were shrinking down to the size of a little kid, or a little toddler, or maybe even further than that, whatever age would make the most sense to you. And you look up and see that your caretaker is already holding the food that you wanted so badly. And as you're sat in your seat, or high chair, or whatever place you think you might eat your food, you're given the food and you take your first bite. And it's so good. You are so focused on the feeling of just how good it is that you can allow it to take up all your attention. How it tastes, the texture of your food, how satisfying it feels when you swallow that first bite, allowing all your other thoughts to drop away, allowing your mind to be filled with a satisfying feeling of filling up your little tummy. And with every bite, you can find it easier and easier for that to happen. And you can find it easier and easier to go deep into trance as you focus on enjoying your food. Because you can just go into those feelings, allowing my words to pass directly into your mind while you're busy enjoying your food. Allowing any suggestions to enter your mind and spend some time with you as you feel so, so good. And as you finish your final bite, you can go even deeper into trance until all you can feel and think about is that wonderful warm glow you feel, feeling so satisfied, so happy, maybe even a little bit sleepy. And you can smile knowing that your caretaker was there to help, because that's such a happy feeling. Such a good feeling to know that when there is something you can't do for yourself, other people will be there to help you. And you can just close your eyes as you sit in front of your meal and hear your caretaker coming close. Hear and feel them pick you up and carry you, just allowing yourself to relax and allowing them to take you off to your nap. Whether it's a bed or a crib, wherever a little one like you should be napping. And as you are gently laid down to rest, you can allow yourself to drift off and dream. And in that dream, you can see yourself as an adult going into a nice, relaxing trance and listening to the words of this file. You can see, you can notice those words sinking deep into your mind. And you can dream of yourself listening again and again, enjoying it so much as you allow those suggestions to settle in and move things around just a little bit. Make a few changes that will make you even happier than you already are. Even more ready to enjoy your life as a little one. And you can see your little self smile in their sleep as they dream about the changes that take place every time you go into trance and listen to my words. And as you think about your little self taking their nap, you can smile as well, because it feels good to go into trance and think about being taken care of. In a moment, I'm going to count up to three and snap my fingers, and you will be able to come out of trance. And if you enjoy the nice feelings you are feeling, you can carry that good feeling with you, and it will will be very easy to return right into trance when I count back down to one and snap my fingers, just as deep or even deeper than before, still aware of what you are hearing, but also ready to accept that what you hear is true, just for a little while, as you listen to my words. Opening your eyes and coming out of trance on the count of three, ready to go back into trance when I count back down to one. One, two, three, awake. There we are. That was just a nice little visualization to enjoy that wonderful feeling of being taken care of. And when I count down and snap my fingers, you can go back into trance, ready to hear a few suggestions that will help you accept your need for baby treatment. Counting down, 3, 2, 1, back into trance, relaxed and ready to hear my words, but aware enough to remember the parts you would like to remember, if that's what you want to do. And here you are. And you know why you are here, don't you? Yes, you are here because you are going to be treated like a baby. That's why you're listening to my voice, and that's why you have begun your journey to accepting baby treatment. And accepting baby treatment really isn't that hard at all. You probably already know that it can feel so nice to be taken care of and helped by others. And maybe you enjoy being treated like a baby, at least a little bit. If you do, then you will find it very easy to listen to my voice and accept your baby treatment. So easy to accept what you hear and allow your mind to do what you want it to do. Make the changes you want it to make. Or maybe you don't know why you need baby treatment, but you are listening now because someone or something brought you here so that you can understand just why accepting baby treatment is the right choice for you. It's obvious that you're going to be treated like a baby. Why else would you be here now? And if you need help accepting your baby treatment, then your mind can do all the necessary work to help you accept the changes that come along with being treated as a baby by those around you. That's right. As you listen to my words, you will find it easier and easier to accept baby treatment. And that's okay. It's okay to accept your baby treatment, because being seen and treated as a baby is just part of your life. It's beyond your control. If it weren't, then why would you still be listening? Allow yourself to focus on what it means to be treated like a baby. Focusing deeply now, as you let the idea sink into your mind, you can think of all the things that baby treatment means to you. No more staying up late or drinking adult beverages. No more wearing adult clothes or using the potty. Baby treatment can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. And you probably already know some of the changes you can expect as you adjust to your new lifestyle. And as you listen to this file, you can allow each of the things that you used to do as an adult to drop away. To drop out of your mind as they are replaced with a new way of doing things, taking naps, drinking out of bottles or sippy cups, wearing cute clothes and diapers, and all of the other things you will do from now on can feel more and more normal, more and more a part of your life every time you listen to this file, until you barely even think about how things were before. And as you let that thought sink in, you can allow yourself to become a little more awake, a little more aware as you think about where you are, who you are, and why you are here. Still relaxed, but just aware enough to understand that you are learning to accept that who you are is changing, shrinking, becoming more young, more babyish. And when I count down from 3 to 1, you can return to that nice, deep, relaxed state you were in before, relaxed and ready to listen and accept what you hear as you regress. 3, 2, 1. Back down into trance. Good little one. Are you comfortable? Are your diapers nice and snug and secure? One of the first and hardest things for newly regressed little ones to accept is that they have to wear diapers. But they do. And so do you. Whether you decided to wear diapers yourself or someone decided for you, the fact remains that you have to wear diapers. Maybe you're still a little bit shy or embarrassed about your diapers, but you shouldn't be. You should try not to think about how humiliating it is for an adult to be put back into diapers, because you aren't an adult, and you don't have to think about how obvious your diapers are, or who notices that you are in them. Remember, you are just a big baby. It's not your job to worry about your diapers. And you won't think about how embarrassing it is to go around knowing that everyone can see your diapers. And you won't think about how that knowledge somehow turns you on, makes you all squirmy and blushy, knowing that you let your caretaker put you in a big thick diaper, knowing that once again, you just didn't have a choice but to wear what they told you to wear. Chances are, people have already noticed what a big baby you are. They've almost certainly noticed your bulky diapers under your clothes, peeking out when you weren't paying attention. Maybe they noticed because your diaper wasn't covered at all. And you can expect many more people to notice as your baby treatment progresses. That's okay. Because babies don't get to choose what they wear under their pants. And neither will you. You might even lose your pants privileges altogether for a while, so you can learn to be comfortable with people seeing you in diapers. Because babies don't get to feel embarrassed about being in a diaper. And neither will you. Babies don't get to choose their underwear or their clothing. They have to wear what they're put in, and may even need help putting on or taking off clothing. I would like you to take a deep breath, in and out. Again, refreshed as you breathe in, relaxed as you breathe out. Good. One more time. Feeling so good and ready to listen as you breathe in, and ready to accept my words as you breathe out. Good. Now, imagine your caretaker holding a remote control. And on the control, there are several dials and buttons. One of the dials says hands on it, and another says clothing. You can watch and see them press the clothing button. The button glows blue. And as you look down at your clothes, you can see that any adult garments you are wearing have become more childish, more babyish than they were before. Or maybe that's how they always were. That's right. You're supposed to be in babyish clothing, so of course that's what you are wearing. And for the rest of the day, you will be able to notice that other people can see what babyish clothing you are wearing, and you can feel so cute, so adorable in whatever you're wearing, enjoying the positive attention of the people around you. Next, your caretaker turns the dial that says hands, and you can feel your hands becoming a little bit weaker, a little less nimble when it comes to doing things like buttoning up buttons, or pulling up zippers, or even pulling off diaper tapes. Yes, that's right. The remote control has given you baby hands, and for the rest of the day, you may notice that it's a little more difficult to put on or take off your clothes yourself, including your diaper. Especially when you hear me say the words baby hands. Your fingers may fumble with the buttons, or you may get a little confused about just what goes where. It would be easy if there was a grown-up around to help, and you may want to find a grown-up to help if you need to put on or take off any of your clothes. That's okay. That's why grown-ups are here to help. I'll bet you can imagine being helped into or out of some outfit by another person. How nice it is to get help with something that you can't do yourself. How nice it feels to get lots of positive attention as you are dressed. And you can smile and feel good whenever you get attention for being such a little cutie. People like to see you in baby clothes. Everyone expects you to be in diapers and baby clothes, so why fight it? It'd be downright strange if you did. If you ever tried to graduate to big kid pants, people might start talking. They might get so uncomfortable that they decide to take matters into their own hands, hold you down, and force you back into pampers and baby clothes, because that is what you belong in. And as long as you begin to accept this fact, you can allow yourself to worry less and less about who might notice your diapers and baby clothes. That's right. Every time you listen to this file, you will find it easier and easier to accept diapers and baby clothes as your regular clothing. Every time you are put into a diaper or babyish clothes, it will be a little less embarrassing, feel a little more normal, is just what babies wear, and you are a baby. And even if you do get fussy once in a while, that's okay. Babies are often fussy, but your caretaker knows just what to do when that happens. When babies are too fussy, they just get put down for a nap so that they can feel refreshed and ready to play later. I'm sure you know that babies need plenty of naps during the day because babies get tired and cranky when they're up too long. Have you ever stayed up later than you should? Have you ever felt tired or irritable because you just haven't gotten enough sleep? I'll bet you have, because babies don't know when they have to go to sleep. That's why babies don't get to choose when they go to sleep. Part of you already knows that you could use some help getting more sleep. Part of you can appreciate the fact that even though it might be inconvenient, early bedtimes and nap times during the day are for your own good. And if you fuss or complain about being put to bed, that's okay. It just proves that you really do need someone to manage your sleep for you. That's right. The more you fuss and complain about naps and early bedtimes, the more it proves that you are just a fussy baby who needs an adult to put them to bed. And you know that you will feel much better when you wake up, refreshed and ready to play some more. Try and imagine going for a nice nap, just laying there in your crib or baby bed, and enjoying the sensation of just relaxing and getting some rest. It feels so nice, so relaxing. And you can imagine time passing as your body rejuvenates itself, as your energy comes back. And you can imagine yourself waking up feeling so refreshed and ready to play. You can allow yourself to feel that refreshed feeling now, refreshed and renewed, ready to play and imagine with me a little bit longer. Very good. You are doing so well. I can tell that you are going to have very little trouble listening to my words today and accepting what you hear. It's easy for you because you are very good at being hypnotized. Usually, before or after a nap, it helps to have a little something to eat to fill your tummy. You can remember how nice it can be to have a good meal when you are hungry. And you can imagine that when it comes time to eat, you will be very eager to be fed. Yes, that's right, little one. Little ones often need help eating, especially when they have baby hands. Yes, you know this even as you are being taken out of your crib and taken to where you will have your big meal. Maybe you're going to be fed a bottle in your caretaker's lap, or maybe you'll be fed in the high chair or the kids' table. Wherever it is, you will find that your baby hands easily drop any utensils, cups, or bottles they try to pick up. And even though you may have pleaded with your caretaker for the chance to feed yourself, it's very easy to see that you could really use some help eating your food. Babies don't feed themselves, and babies don't get to decide what they eat. And whenever your caretaker wishes to feed you, you'll find it much easier to just let them do it. And you know that whatever they choose to feed you is what you will eat. That's just the way things are. Just like sleeping in a crib or a baby bed, eating in a high chair or your caretaker's lap or at the kids' table. All of these things are a part of your regular life now, and it's really very comfortable being strapped in and secured, always surrounded by soft padding on the furniture you use, soft padding around your waist, soft restraints making sure you don't slide or fall out. Playpens, strollers, car seats, walkers, bouncers, and any other baby furniture you are putting is so very safe and comfortable, keeping you out of danger and out of trouble. You can allow yourself to imagine you are being strapped into a nice, comfortable piece of furniture now. The straps gently going between your legs, around your waist, maybe around your chest as well, so soft, so padded, like a big hug that makes you feel so good. And whenever you are put in your baby furniture, you can feel that familiar feeling and feel so good and safe. Adult furniture is hard and easy to fall out of. It's not nice like your baby furniture. No, you'd much rather be safe and secure. And for the rest of your time with me, whenever you are put into baby furniture, you can feel that wonderful feeling. But only when you are put into baby furniture or restraints, or anything else that reminds you of those things. This suggestion can last as long as you like, for the rest of the day, or for the rest of the week, or even longer. It's up to you. But there's one more thing I almost forgot to mention. Do you know what that is? Little babies with baby hands have to be protected from one other thing. That's right. Little babies like you have to be prevented from touching or removing their diapers. Yes, you might want to take them off because you want to play with your naughty bits or use the potty. But babies don't play with their naughty bits, and babies don't use the potty. And you should try not to think about doing either of those two things. Try not to think about how much you would like to be able to do those things grown-ups do when you feel the urge to. If you try and take off your diapers, you'll probably just find that your baby hands can't find the tapes. Even if they find the tapes, they probably won't have the strength to remove them. That's right. For the rest of the day, you can just let your baby hands stay clumsy and weak, unable to take off your clothes or diapers, and you can remember that it will be no problem at all for your caretaker to help you. You can find them and ask them for help if you need to, but you won't be able to make it to the potty or play with your bits on your own, because babies can't do those things, and your baby hands just aren't up to the task. You will just have to get used to getting help from your caretaker. And that brings us to the thing which you may have been thinking about all along, and you know what that thing is. Yes, that thing is losing control over your bodily functions. Babies don't have any control over their bodily functions. And as you continue to accept your baby treatment, you can find that control slipping more and more, and you can easily remember not to hold it when you try to go, because babies don't get to use the potty. Imagine yourself struggling to make it to the potty and get your diapers off. Now, imagine yourself relaxing and using your diaper without thinking or pausing, just going about your day as you void. You can see how much easier that is, how little stress you feel when you don't have to worry about holding it in. And as you think about that, you may even realize that you have wet or messed your own diaper. When did that happen? It can sometimes be hard to tell. Think about this the next time you're in a wet or messy diaper. Did you wet or mess on purpose? If you did, then you clearly need diapers. Little ones who soil their pants on purpose should always be kept in diapers. And if you didn't wet or mess on purpose, then that means you should definitely be in a diaper, because little ones who wet or mess on accident should always be kept in diapers. And whenever you're in a wet or messy diaper, you will know that it is further proof that you need to be kept in diapers. And you can feel good knowing that you are doing so well at accepting your baby treatment by using your diapers like a good baby. And you don't have to worry about what you did in your diaper, because that's your caretaker's job. That's right, your caretaker decides when you get changed, and they are in charge of everything that happens in your diaper area. Whether you like it or not, you know that sooner or later, you're gonna have to accept that babies get changed when they're wet or messy. You may already be completely comfortable with your regressed lifestyle, but if you're embarrassed even a little bit, that's okay too. It might be embarrassing, it might be humiliating, but that just means that some part of yourself still thinks you're a grown-up. And the more you listen to this file, the smaller that part will become. Soon, you'll forget all about that silly notion. The sooner you do, the better off you'll be, and the easier it will be for you to enjoy your new lifestyle. It's pretty cute, to be honest, when you try to play grown-up, but we all know what you really are. A cute baby who needs to be taken care of, kept in diapers, and given changes by their caretakers. You've made the right choice by accepting baby treatment as a permanent part of your life. You are more and more sure that baby treatment is right for you every day. And the more you listen to my words, the easier it is to accept and enjoy your baby treatment. That's right. As you continue your training, listening to this file day by day, you're becoming more and more comfortable with the fact that baby treatment is just part of your life. And you will continue to listen to this file until you can completely accept your baby treatment as a necessary and permanent part of your life. There we are, little one. You're all done with your training session, and you can give yourself a nice pat on the back for being such a good listener today. But for now, it's time for me to go and allow you to rest or go about your day. And you can be proud knowing that you listened so well and made so much progress today just by choosing to listen to my words. And if you want to listen again, that's okay. You can listen as many times as you like, and you can return again and again as many times as you need until the changes you experience are complete and permanent. On the count of five, you will awaken from your nice relaxing trance, feeling alert and refreshed. One, beginning to regain your normal awareness. Two, becoming more aware of your body, lying in a relaxed position. Three, becoming more aware of your breathing and where you are. Four, feeling so good as you finally come back on. Five, all the way back, refreshed and alert, remembering all the progress you made here today. I hope you enjoyed your time with me, and I hope you return to listen again soon as you continue your journey to accepting baby treatment. Goodbye now.